words. The mind of mind and the life of life. Those who follow wisdom pass beyond, and, on leaving this world, become immortal. There the eye goes not, nor words, nor mind. We know not, we cannot understand, how he can be explained. He is above the known, and he is above the unknown. Thus have we heard from the ancient sages who explained this truth to us. What cannot be spoken with words, but that whereby words are spoken? Know that alone to be Brahman, the spirit, and not what people here adore. What cannot be thought with the mind, but that whereby the mind can think? Know that alone to be Brahman, the spirit, and not what people here adore. What cannot be seen with the eye, but that whereby the eye can see? Know that alone to be Brahman, the spirit, and not what people here adore. What cannot be heard with the ear, but that whereby the ear can hear? Know that alone to be Brahman, the spirit, and not what people here adore. What cannot be indrawn with breath, but that whereby breath is indrawn? Know that alone to be Brahman, the spirit, and not what people here adore. Part 2. Master, if you think I know well, little truth you know. You only perceive that appearance of Brahman that lies in the senses and is in you. Pursue your meditation. Disciple, I mean to know. I do not imagine I know him well, and yet I cannot say I know him not. Who of us knows this, knows him, and not who says, I know him not? He comes to the thought of those who know him beyond thought, not to those who imagine he can be attained by thought. He is unknown to the learned and known to the simple. He is known in the ecstasy of an awakening which opens the door of life eternal. By the self we obtain power, and by vision we obtain eternity. For a man who has known him, the light of truth shines. For one who has not known, there is darkness. The wise who have seen him in every being, on leaving this life, attain life immortal. Part 3. Once upon a time, Brahman, the Spirit Supreme, won a victory for the gods. And the gods thought in their pride, we alone attained this victory, ours alone is the glory. Brahman saw it and appeared to them, but they knew him not. Who is that being that fills us with wonder? They cried. And they spoke to Agni, the god of fire. O God, all-knowing, go and see who is that being that fills us with wonder. Agni ran towards him, and Brahman asked, who are you? I am the god of fire, he said, the god who knows all things. What power is in you? Asked Brahman. I can burn all things on earth. And Brahman placed a straw before him, saying, burn this. The god of fire strove with all his power, but was unable to burn it. He then returned to the other gods and said, I could not find out who was that being that fills us with wonder. Then they spoke to Vayu, the god of the air. O Vayu, go and see who is that being that fills us with wonder. Vayu ran towards him, and Brahman asked, who are you? I am Vayu, the god of the air, he said. Matarisvan, the air that moves in space. What power is in you? Asked Brahman. In a whirlwind I can carry away all there is on earth. And Brahman